Politics and religion aren't mixing very well in Asia. I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Christians in China are becoming more concerned with where the laws are headed in their country. And while evangelists might face challenges, such as in Russia, it doesn't mean they'll stop sharing the gospel. Regardless of where you live, you can still help. Find your cause today on Mission Network News. In China, new restrictions on religious affairs could mean less freedom for Christians. While some say the new rules won't have much impact on believers, others believe authorities will face more pressure to dole out punishments. Bibles for China's Wendell Rovenstein explains the shift he witnessed on his most recent visit to the country.
We have to be very forthright and let them know exactly what is taking place. In fact, just coming out of China this particular time, in each of the locations we were at, the Religious Affairs Bureau was there just to visit with us, let us know what was transpiring and going.
The laws are expected to take effect in February of next year. While their impact remains uncertain, Rovenstein says one thing is for sure, God's Word is changing lives.
I believe if we're all stick to God's Word, be open to God's Word, it transforms the world, it transforms our lives, and there'll be people come to faith in Jesus Christ through His Word. And that was exemplified over and over and over, people that would talk to us about God's Word and what they receive from God's Word.
And with such ambiguity in the religious sphere, your prayers are becoming increasingly important. Please pray for a growing passion for God's Word and that its message would take root in people's hearts. You're listening to Mission Network News. Every day, tens of thousands of people die without knowing Christ. Today, there are over 2 billion people who've never been reached with the gospel. That's why the International Day for the Unreached exists. Missio Nexus is one of the organizations involved, and Marv Newell, Senior Vice President of Missio Nexus, shares.
The International Day for the Unreached just asks the Church of North America to pause for one Sunday, just one Sunday a year, and it's the day of Pentecost that we do this, to remember that there's unreached people groups. And if we could just remember that our overall mission of the church is to evangelize these people, that helps bring an awareness that they normally would not even stop to think about.
So consider how you might get involved with the International Day for the Unreached, which takes place in June. Newell says it really is about recognizing that we're all part of the body of Christ with the shared goal to tell others about Jesus. Learn more about this day and how you and your church can get involved at missionnews.org.
We're not asking everybody to go out there, but we're asking that they pray or that they give money to those that do go. And just remember that every single Christian has a part to play in the Great Commission.
And maybe you've heard about Slavic Gospel Association's Children's Ministries and its Reach Russia Now initiative, but have you heard of its Compassion Ministries? This outreach, which is in Russia and her surrounding countries, is unique because it's local church families helping families in their own communities. SGA's Eric Mock.
So it's a very exciting ministry in which several times a month they will go out and deliver a package of food. And it's amazing to see how God is using these things together. It's really a James chapter 2 model of people coming and ministering to a person's need as well as ministering to their spiritual need in proclaiming the gospel.
So who exactly does this ministry help?
When it comes to compassion ministry, many of the countries we work in are more impoverished. So specific to the compassion ministry and uniquely different than any other ministry at SGA, our focus is on those unbelieving families in need.
And for those church families who sign up to participate and serve through compassion ministries, SGA makes sure that their basic needs are met too. So please, for $12 a month, would you consider donating and helping both these believing and unbelieving families? Learn more about the story and the others from today's broadcast at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Ever wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ? This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope. Get yours at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.